Smoking is the number one cause of long-term illness and death that people can eliminate if they can kick the habit. In the first chapter of this saga, we listened in as a woman named Kim talked about why she wants to quit smoking. Today, Kim makes her first call to Quitline counselor Diego de Santiago and develops her plan for quitting. Will she follow through? Let's listen in as KGNU's Janaki Lafice continues the story.
Kim will have her first interview today with Diego, the telephone counselor from Quitline, and he'll tell her all about the program. But first, Kim tells us about how her cigarettes have become her good old reliable friend when things get lonely.
It's about 8:51 on a Thursday night, the night before I'm going to do my intake with Quitline. And now I'm going to do what I love to do best with smoking, is have a glass of wine. But this is my favorite time of night, about 9 o'clock. I go and sit outside on my deck with a cigarette. I just walked by my neighbors, and her family's all here. And they're out playing frisbee and having a barbecue, and their backyard's all lit up and festive, and people are laughing and having a great time. And sometimes it's those kinds of things I come upon that make me feel really left out and lonely. So that's a reason why I smoke. I've been divorced for almost 6 years and dated a lot, but it's hard being 45 and not having a family. None of my immediate family is close by. And while I have great friends here, I don't have a roommate. So you can't really count on people, you know, filling that downtime at night.
Thank you for calling the Colorado Quit Line. This is Diego. How can I help you?
Hi, Diego. My name is Kim, and I'm interested in quitting smoking. And I've seen your brochure and thought I would give you a call and see how you could help me.
Great. Thank you for calling, Kim, and I'll let you know how the program works and how we can help. We're a free counseling service. Everything's over the phone. All appointments are scheduled at your convenience. There is no charge for this program, and we're open 7 days a week. You can always call in if you need extra support, any questions, concerns. You can always certainly do so.
Diego goes on to get Kim's personal information. Then he talks about what she can expect physically in the beginning, as well as the positive changes as she remains smoke-free. He empathizes with Kim and encourages her to reward her efforts.
One of the things, with tobacco that makes it tough to quit, cigarettes seem to go well with everything. You know, you're happy, you smoke, you're sad, you smoke.
Right.
You know, angry, you smoke, cup of coffee, with the drink while you're driving after a meal. It always seems to be a good time to smoke. and it never seems to be a good time to quit. So we're going to replace that with something relaxing, something fun. Have some kind of incentive, some kind of reward, something to look forward to.
Diego then helps Kim with their personalized tapering off plan, which he describes here.
The one thing about tobacco is people smoke for many, many different reasons. Unfortunately, there is no right way to quit. So that's why, we pretty much make an individualized plan to help people quit smoking. Some people can go cold turkey and never smoke ever again. Some have to cut down gradually so that way the body doesn't feel a big loss of nicotine. So it pretty much depends on the client's needs.
Kim then calls Diego two or three more times over the week-long period as she tapers off. But now the weekend has come, and she has decided to quit it around 9 o'clock on a Friday night. She's having doubts about herself, feeling the pain of not smoking.
Oh, it's really hard. This is a really hard time because I don't know if I can do it. I know all the bad things about cigarettes, and I just don't know if I can give them up. I just feel really fidgety, and I've intentionally not planned to be around people because I thought I'd be kind of crazy this weekend. But I don't know if that was a wise decision. So anyway, I'm going to go try to hike, and we'll see what happens.
It is such a hard thing, quitting smoking. Can Kim make it past these first few days? You can find out here on KGNU.